The challenge was intriguing. You just had to take her up on it. According to a notice posted on the supermarket bulletin board, a local counselor was offering a revolutionary sex therapy. Designed to, and it was the eye-catching phrasing that really brought you in on this one, make you enjoy your cock more. So you have to try it. Guaranteed or double your money back, which read like unenforceable marketing hype, but that was the bit you really had to wonder about. How could such a thing be guaranteed? But for the sake of any future partners, and more than a little bit for your own sake, you decide you had to carry it through. She has an office in the hospital, the one on the edge of town, the little new place on the hill. Guess they let local people rent offices in there, like a health park. It's a short walk. You walk leisurely and steady. You're a bit excited, turned on, though. You'll get inside and see what she has to say. You can always just tell her that you don't enjoy it more and get your money back. It's sex therapy, but you know this is a professional setting. She won't be touching you, right? But it still turns you on. Hard to know. And hypnosis can be quite pleasurable. Or so you've heard. You check the directory. One of the fluorescent lights is flickering in the hospital lobby. Maybe you just have hypnosis on your mind. But the way it flashes, revealing the very green plants down the corridor, the way the inside of this place is strangely shaded. All the windows have so many pleasant-looking children's drawings plastered up on them. Strange for them to be covered so soon in the hospital's lifespan. It is dark even inside. The flickering light makes you briefly zone out, looking for the office number that you found on the directory just now. A flash of light, and you check a few numbers. A flash of light, a few more. She must be further down this hallway. You walk past reception. A blank-faced woman behind the counter turns her head in a stiff way to follow your passage, just barely perceptibly, but she says nothing, so you walk on. Here it is, her office. The door is of some dark, dark wood, a glass pane with counselor written on it. It's the frosted type, so you can see movement behind. In fact, you see someone standing just beyond the door. She must be waiting inside for clients. She must be eager. The pane looks faintly luminous. Must be a lot of light in there. You're not entirely sure the dark black wood looks like any other door in this building. The flickering hall lights flash back strange shadows and contours. You reach out your hand to knock. Your knuckles feel faintly wet when you pull them back. You wipe them on your clothes and wait, looking around. The flickering has stopped, thank goodness. You see the shape just beyond the frosted glass move. She's taking a while to open the door. It moves away. You're going to knock again, but you wait. There's a painting outside the door, a somber-looking woman. Closer inspection shows some dark, peculiar accretion leaking from the eyes, flowing down the cheeks of the painted figure. Her smile is maybe just a little bit wider than you would expect a human smile to be. But there's no accounting for a poor paint job. You hear a creak, the door is opened. No shape beyond the frosted glass, she must have stepped to the side. You push a little. You thought you saw the corner of a long dress, flowing and silky. Just out of the corner of your eye. Just inside the door. It'd make sense if she opened it for you, right? But no one is just inside. There's a vast room beyond, and at the far end, a woman. Seated at a desk. There's a huge, brightly lit window behind, makes it difficult to look at her. That takes the edge off. At least it's bright in here, like you thought. There are more paintings inside, but you don't look too closely at them. Some things are better off not known. You look toward the desk, outlined in light. You see a shape. You knew it was a woman, but still hard to focus on. Must just be the afterimages, which briefly make you feel there are tendrils of light beating off of her. Lines etched in the air. Reaching out toward you, a bit like the purple lines and swirls one sees when they put pressure on their closed eyes and then open them. Inside the closed office door, there's a beautiful woman, with olive skin. That's what you see, at her desk, seated across the room, long dark hair falling to her shoulders. You assert to yourself, well, that's normal enough, right? The businesslike demeanor helps. This is borne out when she closes the book she was writing in. Sits up. She's beautiful. She's going to talk about sex and your cock in particular. And now you find yourself alone with her. You half consider reaching back and opening the door, stepping back out, but those nerves quickly pass. There is warmth on your skin and inside your head. Something about the trip here. Your mind flashes back, unbidden, to the slight wetness on your knuckles when you knocked on the door. Perhaps the nerves haven't wholly passed. She seems unapproachable, the light framing her. But she stands up from behind the desk, and you decide to stay. She's wearing a tight dark blouse, nicely fitted short black skirt. Hello. She has a long silver chain around her neck, an hourglass pendant at the end of it, a pair of silver bracelets shining and polished. Come in, come in. Have a seat. She gestures with one hand, your eyes fixing on that shining silver bracelet. With moderate difficulty, you manage to turn your gaze to the couch she's pointed at. It is a long, padded couch with one arm raised. You walk to it and sit, facing toward a chair, on which she sits. The couch is in shadow, and the chair is slightly illuminated by her tall window, which, unlike the ones in the hall, is open enough to let the light in. The curtains can clearly be pulled easily closed, however. But she hasn't done so yet. Relax, it's all right. You're going to like this. She's smiling. Her teeth are very white and straight. She's smiling perhaps a bit too wide. Her mouth seems wider than it was before. A bit too far up the cheeks, her dark hair is moving a little strangely against the flow of air. The movement of her body, it's like someone who knows vaguely what a body is but has never seen one in operation. There are clicks and creaks. Not wanting to have to cope with that weirdness, you look away for a second, from the chair which is a good 4 feet from you. So a momentary bit of safety. You look at the clock in the room. From the face of it, from behind the paper, behind the hands, there's a trickle of that same dark substance you saw in the painting outside. It's a long, tall grandfather clock. It appears to have run all the way down the case, that fluid, down the pendulum, onto the inside, painting it dark. You half expect to see stars. You swallow hard. You turn back to look at her. You get the sense maybe you shouldn't look away for too long, and her chair is 1 foot from you. Oh, she's quite close, actually. Oh. You hadn't realized how close. Close enough to reach out and touch you, which she almost instantly does, running her hand down your chin, down your collarbone, savoring your contours. Well, maybe your assumption of her professionalism isn't quite right after all. Her little office is set away from the rest of the plaza. You have time and space to be alone with her, whatever that means. Privacy, at least. So you are here for... she asks, leaving the question open. She is still smiling. You unwind for her that you saw her sign about enjoying your cock more. You use that word, looking askance, and you highlight her guarantee. She smiles wider somehow. Oh, you are here for that. Her fingers slide up the front of her body, up toward her blouse. Well, if that's what you're interested in, I will have to start somewhere simple. Knowing how much you enjoy it currently... I need to know how much you currently enjoy your cock, so we can help you enjoy it more. She undoes the top button of her blouse. Then the next. You sit there and already feel your cock hardening. When her blouse flutters away and falls over her chair, you see her black lace bra. Classic choice. Seems to shine in the light, and it goes very well with the large mounds of flesh inside. They shine, catching the light from that huge window. She raises them, with her hands below. And lets them drop. They bounce, maybe a little too long, as you watch them swaying and bouncing. Then she comes off the chair, falls to her knees, with a strange fluidness. This woman doesn't seem to mind seeming unprofessional. May I see? She asks, reaching out for your crotch, moving your pants out of the way. It's like she has more than just two hands, moving the clothes so quick, having you in her palm a moment later. With her breasts to either side of your dick, she slides you between them, inside her bra, creating a squeezing, well-heated cave of her soft flesh. She lubricates you, it must be with saliva. Your cock is splendid, she announces it matter-of-factly. You look down at the top of her head, see it bobbing up and down, capturing the tip of you between her lips, while her boobs move on either side of your dick. The warmth is leaking into you, warmth from her body, her soft breasts framing your large, hard cock. She breathes across the head, and this spreads warmth between your cock and her tits. Then she goes back to sucking. She eventually slows down, moving her breasts up and down leisurely, while her hands are below them. You can see your cock through the lacy material of her bra, caught between those melons. She moves one hand onto your balls and rubs them in slow motion. The saliva that has slipped down onto your dick, it must be saliva drooling onto them constantly, the heat, is lubricating this process while she rolls your balls. The intense increase in sensation is continuous. The way her dark hair catches the light is captivating, concealing some of the action from view. But you watch her shift, making sure you can see. She's making sure you can see her playing with your balls and sucking the tip of your cock. Then she pulls away, and now that her mouth is free, she speaks. It seems you enjoy it quite a bit, as I can see from the skin standing out. And you enjoy me on it, don't you? My chest, my touch. She keeps touching, rubbing from the balls to the base of your cock, forming a ring with her fingers, touching, massaging, the pleasure builds and rises. Yes, there is quite a lot of potential here. Feel how I touch it. See how I cannot take my eyes off it. I am speaking to you, but really I am enjoying, venerating your cock, and if you are listening to me, your cock is listening doubly intently. She rubs hard at the base, her palms spreading saliva over your balls, rolling them hard while her breasts bounce on either side of your shaft, as hard as it has ever been. A thing of instinct, closest to the primal, closest to the basic forces, so much virility, so much energy, and I want only to feed on it, to be near to it. She rubs your cock between her boobs, which are by now sticking to it, one hand on your balls, the other pushing up one of her breasts to pin your cock between them. She's moving slightly on her knees, the sight of her kneeling. She's right, you do feel primal, in control. This cock is quite good. Do you really think about it much? Look at it. Between my breasts, I'm close to it, breathing it in. I'm looking at it, virility, vitality, a firm link to the here and now. She extends her tongue and licks the head once. You feel it. You're watching her. Ingrain this memory into yourself, she says. Get this into your memory and hold it there. My breasts all around your cock, framing it, putting it on a pedestal, my focus on it, your balls, big, virile, filled, massaging them is just the only thing on my mind. And don't you have other urges? She moves her breasts up and down, bouncing on either side of your cock. You have the urge to cover me. Squirt your seed all over me, don't you? You want to. Your cock wants to. And that want comes from down here, between your legs. You are free to want it. You're allowed to want it. Allowed to want to come all over me. I'd like that too. She pumps a few more times in your cock and keeps talking. By now your mind is captivated, locked into what she's saying, and your body is too. Blood pumping, desire throbbing, she wraps her fingers around your sides, rubbing your butt, pulling you closer to her so your cock slides up against her lips, her cheek, getting your pre-cum and lubricant all over her lips. What your cock wants, you want. Your cock wants me. When I speak, your cock gets hard and hot. It pulses more. Come on, feel this. She rubs your balls. The virile, bestial urge, the things of this place and plane, the things you want, and you want me as well. She pumps you, pushing you toward orgasm, toward climax, then she pulls away, disengages your cock from between her tits, but slides the hand that was on your balls up onto the shaft to begin stroking. You like this. You want this. And I like this. Love this. I do not at all mind you enjoying the sight of me enjoying you, admitting I like this cock. When you think of it more in the moment, you know more about how it feels. You know more about your cock. Enjoying it more just means knowing more about it. She is gripping your cock. Delight in my touch. Relish my caress. Feel me in contact with it. You want it. You wish more of this. You wish more of this to contact every bit of you. Feel me. She drools, dripping her saliva down onto your cock, using it to lubricate, then stroking rapidly, very rapidly. Feel that delight. Zoom in on and inspect that sensation. It spreads through all of you. It comes from a small part, a small contact, but it propagates. Some knowledge once gained, including knowledge of my interest in your length here, some knowledge cannot be undone, cannot be forgotten. Some corruptions remain, and pleasures with them. Feel me. She strokes continuously, jerking your cock, and you feel the pleasure rise and rise. Feel that. Climb inside the sensations from your cock. Think only about these feelings. She puts her other hand on your balls, rubbing them, squeezing a little, massaging lightly, making a kind of insistent heat of virile need flow through you, and she just laps it up, including any pre-cum that drips from the tip, licking around, placing her mouth firmly around your cock, but only at the tip, so her hand can remain wrapped around the shaft, gripping you, stroking you. This feels good. Desire it. Explore it. As the sensation grows, your body will get hotter, more invested and interested. Let it. Let yourself be in this moment entirely. Push the point of endurance. Only then will you truly understand, explore, exalt in your cock, your splendid length here with me. She pushes her tongue right against the base, splaying her hand behind the cock so that your length is pushed between her hand and on one side and her tongue on the other, and then she licks up and down, stroking at the other side with her palm in a countervailing motion, making it go up and down as you get wetter and wetter, her tongue licking, exploring. The heat is spreading from the inside of your cock up to your brain. You're thinking more and more about every sensation that comes from your balls, your shaft, and she sucks on it in little places, leaving little vacuum marks from her lips, kissing the side of the shaft and sucking hard, kissing the head and sucking hard, her fingers drumming on it, adding variant and new sensations. She forms a circle with thumb and forefinger at the base and just squeezes, and then slowly, agonizingly slowly, pleasurably slowly, moves it up your cock and back down. Up your cock and back down. You feel just how hard you are by the fact that even with her squeezing that firmly, your cock remains resolute, pushing her fingers out with a few swelling movements that send trickles of pre-cum from the head to dribble down the shaft. She just adds them to the lubrication. She's focused. The way her eyes lock on your cock makes you more interested in it too, more pleasured by it, seeing the effect it has upon her, for you just to get hard and throb there, as she strokes up and down, kneeling here on the floor of the office. Her desk is over there, the chair she abandoned. She wantonly crawled to you and began pleasuring your cock, stimulating your cock, and you are in the palm of her hand. She pauses. You throb. You are acutely, momentarily, but acutely aware of just how badly you need the pleasure to keep coming, how your cock is feeling better than usual, better than you could have thought before this, squeezing, throbbing. You're having to clench down on your muscles, lock everything down to keep from coming. Your cock is pumping independently, even with her hand and her tongue suddenly taken off of it, and her just staring at it. Your cock is nonetheless pulsing, pump, pulsing before her very eyes, and you get the sense she's only just begun. You throb. You drip. You drool. And the tip of your cock is oozing, almost pumping, but you haven't come. And that's good, because she took all the stimulation off. You have a moment to breathe. A moment to calm down. To find your footing. Find your mind. And then she starts stroking again. Jerking again. Working your cock as she kneels. As she seems to submit to that length. But she's really just jerking it, stroking it, licking it, exploring it, and now and then inviting you to think about how those sensations feel, how in the moment you are, how at the limits of your endurance you can be, sweating, groaning, seeming to slip into an altered state of consciousness where you see everything with new eyes, including and especially the length between your legs that she is influencing through her ministrations. Her hand is firm. She seems to know, as if she could see through to the inside where the muscles are. She knows just the moment that you're on the edge of coming, the moment that your spasms might become too much, and she knows just how to stop, or slow down, or vary her motions just enough to keep giving you pleasure, but keep you away from climaxing at least yet. She moves your cock, stroking it, but also pushing it left and right to exercise and work out the muscles at the base of it, making them react in a way they wouldn't ordinarily unless you were thrusting and fucking. And she does encourage you to thrust your hips. Whether you do is up to you, but she'll just stroke harder if you hold back. That's her nature, and you know it. It's so obvious she wants to work you up to the edge as she is doing now. You think to yourself how you know exactly what she's going to do, and yet it is quite powerful, quite influential, and you want her to do it. You want her to keep doing what she's doing, so you sit there and let her minister to your cock, administer pleasure and throbbing and dripping and need. She begins tapping the surface with her fingers. She's using both hands just on the shaft now, exploring, prodding, watching how you react differently. Her thumb is rubbing over the head of your cock, the little sulcular region right under the head, rubbing back and forth, massaging in a way that makes you feel quite strange right through to your insides. Your butt is clenching. You're once more in that state of trying to hold back from going over the edge, trying to retain reason and sense in the face of an onslaught of pleasure. Pleasure, stroking and working, her saliva being worked into your length. You let her. You lay there and just squeeze. You notice where her eyes are directed. You thought they'd be looking up at your face, thought she'd be looking you in the eyes, as she worked your cock from base to tip, brought you to an edge where you're so hard that it is hard to see your face past. Your cock is pressed against her nose. She's breathing in deeply, pressing her face against, occasionally wicking out just the tip of her tongue to lick bits of pre-cum up, to lap across you and add to the saliva already there. But you know what she's looking at. She's staring at. She has all of her attention focused only on one thing and only in one place. How suddenly you've gone from just asking about a particular course to feeling her stroke your cock. Then you see her smile. Broad, fixed, but her words are still coming. You love this. Climb inside the feelings from your cock. Feel me soaking into you. You notice that the saliva she has dripped on your cock is not clear and slick. It is faintly purple-tinted. Maybe she was chewing gum. The place it soaks into your cock feels hot. Everywhere that her saliva touches your cock feels warm deep down. You love this. You love how I feel soaking into you. Feel me. There's something pushing against your ass, massaging it. Not just her hands from a moment ago. Something long, prehensile. You turn your head, or try to, but she snaps her fingers. And suddenly you must look at your cock. You feel a pull from deep within where that saliva has soaked in. You look at her long tongue unfurling between her too many and too white teeth. It is too long. It wraps around your cock, purple-tinted, rubs the juices into you. Rubs them into your cock, and the result is your hard cock feels hot from the inside out, feels like it's swelling bigger, your balls too, the tendrils rubbing your butt, rubbing your hole, massage it. The same liquid, whatever corruptive substance is leaking from her tongue, is also flowing through those unseen tentacles, you know. Because the moment one touches your rear, it slips easily inside and begins massaging firmly against a spot inside of you. The room has grown darker, but she is still bright, her huge breasts, her tongue unfurled from her mouth long, longer than any could be, wrapping around your cock, and she's staring right at it. She looks right at your throbbing cock and gives it a few more pumps. Her smile is more normal now, less fixed. Her tongue is still around it, though. The room seems brighter. Good. She speaks. So now you have a choice. Somehow speaks perfectly, even with her tongue lashing out around your cock like that. You could say you don't enjoy your cock more yet, in which case I will owe you twice what you've paid, which is nothing. Or you could say you do enjoy it more, but then we would be done playing. She leans down and licks from balls up to the shaft to the head, inhaling strongly the whole way, enjoying your cock with unseemly, otherworldly pleasure. You see her shudder all over. It goes on a long time. Her boobs quake, her eyes flash with attention, and something else. Or you could say you're not sure, and I'd offer you a free follow-up session. She releases your cock, pulls away entirely. You feel a sensation of empty, mindless heat and emptiness, and she sits, without her blouse, back in the chair she settled in, as quick as a wink. She asks, well, do you enjoy it more? And your cock throbbing, she asks, and you answer, that you're not sure yet. She smiles, stands, turns to head back to her desk. "You'll just have to come back for the next appointment," she says. As you turn to go, putting your clothes back in order, you feel a hand brush your shoulder. She must have come back. Maybe she wanted to tell you something, but you turn around. No. She's at her desk, smiling. Perhaps just a little too wide. As you look right at her, the light still streaming in, you hear the clicking of the curtain hooks moving as, slithery, the curtains slam themselves shut, casting her whole office into darkness. A darkness so complete you see nothing of her. You turn and walk out of the room. The door shuts behind you, and you see, on the other side of the frosted glass, a figure larger than the woman you met inside, looming. So you head out. You take the little card you aren't quite sure how it got in your pocket, and you meander out of the hospital as casually as you can, without alerting anyone to your presence. Or anything. You still feel her saliva, if that's what it was, on your skin. You still feel your body hot. You think, from outside, you can see the window of her office. All the other windows in the block are clear and you can see through them, but hers open on darkness. Not curtains from before, but just a darkness thick and liquid, pressing up against the outside somehow. Sunlight has no purchase in there. You wonder if the room had light at all, or if it just looked that way the whole time you were inside. You stare at that inky darkness oppressive against the window, like it wants to break it open and pour out onto the lawn of this small, newly built hospital. You stare at that darkness and you think you see it stir.